Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and please, please tell me that you're splitting Fast 10 into like three different movies. Please tell me we're gonna get a movie called Fast 10 2. Do it, Vin Diesel, you fucking coward! And with me, I have...
Modding a 3DS. So easy, an idiot can do it. I am said idiot.
And...
Today's a trailer for kids. Never trust block pages by the name of The Shade Room, Rap TV. Just don't trust them because they often say some dumb bullshit. Yes.
Oh boy, do I want to know what the dumb takes of the week are?
Well, none of the dumb takes is basically like these. Okay, basically what I heard is these blogs called either The Shade Room or Rap TV that's supposed to be, basically rap-oriented social media type of, media blogs, but...
Right.
But mostly run by white people.
Ew.
And they don't do it that well. The misinformation when Jimmy Fox was in the hospital, and they say, oh, his day's a number, when his daughter said that he's doing fine. Why the fuck are you lying?
Because they need those clicks.
Yeah. Although I'll say special out to Cameron Stage for asking me for researching that shit. Which okay. Okay, well, there's actually somebody on the Rap TV, on the TV payroll by the name of Tyler Perry, and not that one. And he's white. Yeah. So he white named Tyler Perry.
The last thing we need is two of them. So the moral of the story is social media is terrible. Anyway, here we are, episode 309. So, how's everyone's week been going?
Well, it sounds weird when I explain it, but I'll try and explain it as best I can. So, I hurt my knee about a week ago, and I don't know how. But since then, I've been sort of limping around, literally walking with a limp. I think I sprained something in my knee. I'm not totally sure what it was, but I've just been taking a couple extra days off to let it heal up and walking around with a knee wrap around it to alleviate some of the pressure because, I need to walk. Not fun. Not fun. But in other news, I went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, a.k.a. The greatest love story ever told between Rocket Raccoon and a deformed mutant rabbit. It makes sense in context. Yeah, it was very good. It was very fun. And I don't know what all these YouTube people are thinking when they plan these videos of their thing. So-and-so is the end of Marvel. It's like a month in advance when, as they like to say, we get to fling it back at them with the Uno reverse card. Facts don't care about your feelings now, do they? Yeah. Oh, and I also modded a 3DS I own because I felt like it, and it's been going pretty well. It is that easy. The meme is true. It is that easy. It took me like 20 minutes to do.
I'm going to have to look into that myself. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, since I already said it on the Hour Roundup a couple of days ago, as you already know, I have a new laptop. In case I need to repeat myself, but yeah. Which thankfully works way better than the old one. Although, even though it's like hiccup trying to indicate my mic to be just a few minutes ago. These things happen. So for some reason.
Too many things be happening.
Yeah. And of course, another watching movie on Peacock. This time, Violent Night, which, that was pretty nice. Very nice. And also, yeah, you know what, no, what was the sequel to that? Because, like, I think now we need like Santa Claus saying, "I'm sick of your shit. If you're naughty, I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you."
Destined to become the next big Christmas classic.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, that's all I got. Yeah.
Fair enough. As for me, well, I did a lot of drinking this weekend. Celebratory drinking, for the record. Not like sad, bad brain thoughts drinking. It was my roommate's birthday. We took her to like our usual go-to bar, and we all had a good time and lots of drinks. Well, I would have had more drinks, but apparently the designated driver decided it was a good idea to cut me off after four rum and cokes, even though I could have kept going. I got to see what the problem was. I got the money for it. I'm good. What, just because I was losing my balance and speaking ridiculously? It's not like I was driving the car. But, yeah, there was that. It was my uncle's birthday, so went down to Miami for a little bit. Yeah, good time. Yeah, not much else going on, so it's about time where we move on to our usual business for the week. And this is quite literally just a week of songs. But there are some notable ones in here, I think, so I think that'll make up for the fact that there's no just regular old news discussion. So, yeah, as always, there will be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us and pick up some new tunes for your playlist, mark your calendars for any new albums you might be interested in, all of that jazz. So, starting right at the top here, we have a collaboration between rapper Lil Durk and J. Cole.
The first time I've covered Lil Durk since, well, ever, since, I mean, I never looked at music. Anyway, he has an album coming out, a single from his upcoming album, Almost Healed, which was out this month, the 26th, as a matter of fact. And so there's a single called All My Life, which, almost sounds like it's of that one Casey and JoJo song, because it's one of those hip hop inspirational ballad songs, where it's like we got a whole bunch of children singing all my life they're trying to keep me down all this time before I made it out, which basically like that type of shit, like very, you know, singing songy inspirational shit, which I was like, the beat sounds nice. The beat sounds nice. Like it does have that very hopeful type of shit. And it's basically the lyrics about, you know, Omar is basically saying I'm trying to keep my past. I mean, I never made it, but here I am. Blah, 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 like, I know it's bashing my life, but right now I'm trying to move on up, you know, basically that type of shit. And I think it's basically, you know, basically trying to like I keep it down. It's what the song says. It's an alright enough song, I never looking at much Lil Durk stuff, but it is basically like, I mean, he's from Chicago, so, okay, there's that shit. And of course you got your J Cole verse, which this one line goes like, first season ghetto nigga, cold world hell niggas made it out to the city, but head off space, niggas keep shooting my head off, young Jordan Peele gotta get out. Okay, and so far I ain't seen no line that's kind of, well, I mean, it's basically, you know, it's a basic crap, but it's fine what it is. Like, it's all right.
I'm sorry, but were we talking about a song here? Because I hit play on this and I fell the fuck asleep after like 30 seconds.
Damn, I think you don't give a shit about it.
It just sounded like a boring ass lullaby, like fucking nothing. Just whatever. Let's just move on. Do we have anything else that's coming out on May 26th that I might give a shit about?
No. Okay. Oh.
Well.
Okay. Maybe. Well, I mean. Okay. All right. Mistleton players. That is Dave Orpheus and Rock Marciano.
Ah, delicious. Finally, some good fucking food.
Yes. They got I'm coming out. Definitely to the program. Coming again, 26 with of course, like I said, like Marciano do it. Marciano behind the production this time around. And him called Wake Up. And hopefully this truck will wake you up. Cause okay, I got dude got some soul sample shit going on. He does. He's someone that sort of leans that direction, which okay. And Jake Murphy. I think he's pretty good on the bars. Where it's like he basically like I want to say sort of like flexible a bit, like sort of like okay, it's like okay. I'll say to me, it's like I think with Jake Murphy, he has whoever's like him, Bodie Danger, and Larry June, basically like rap about that lifestyle, which again is something that okay, I can fuck with that. And I think Rock has a verse here too, because I feel like he just be just producing, but he has a verse here too, which goes well, like your usual Rock Marciano type of shit. So I'm looking forward to see how it's gonna go, and hearing that and knowing that Rock has some good production work, it'd be good to see him behind that too.
See, now this is the good shit, man. This is that chef's kiss. But anyway, moving on to the next track here. Oh hey, look at that! Even more Christine and the Queens.
Ah. Before we have coming out Paranoia, Angels, True Love, and that is coming out, and June 9th, and of course you got the third single, I believe, which is titled Tears Can Be So Soft, and I'm gonna say this right now, I ought to finish release here, this is my favorite one. I think it's the time that I dug for her him so from or like maybe because like this is more that it sounds like that 90s trip hop sound that I can fuck with a lot. I think this track just enjoyed the production, and I do like the how you're going on with the whole what's going on with I'm guessing the more relationship type of shit, which going from the video, which is isn't black and white, he's walking around basically art like that art pop shit. Then the R-Pop shit, which again I fuck with, but this is my favorite single so far, and yeah, that's all I got.
Again, delicious, some good fucking food. But now moving on to the next track here. It's been about 5 years or so since the last time we had a studio album from the guys in Tenacious D with Post Apocalypto, a honestly nothing album accompanied by a nothing set of animatics on YouTube, which I guess was supposed to constitute a web series or something. Seriously, fucking 12-ounce mouse had more animation than this. What the fuck? But God, yeah, fuck. That whole thing just went in one ear and out the other, but of course, Jack Black, as always, is on the grind in all sorts of things. You might have heard that he was in a movie recently. The Super Mario Brothers movie. Super Mario Brothers movie. I can fucking talk. Where he played Bowser. And he sang a song about Peaches. And thanks to that, the movie officially made more money at the box office than Morbius. Literally the highest grossing film of all time. $3 trillion, and Super Mario somehow made more than that. Summer of Luigi, motherfuckers. But I guess while Jack Black is, you know, getting all that praise, it's probably a good time as any to drop some new Tenacious D material. Fitting then that the newest song from the group is called Video Games, you know, given the context, and I mean, honestly, it's just some short, like, pseudo-country ditty that name-drops a bunch of popular video games like God of War and Fallout 4 and stuff, and, like, how he thinks he's too old to play video games, but in reality he's not, and it's whatever. It's just, like, a brief little thing. Like, this just feels like something you make for YouTube and nothing else. Probably helps that the music video was actually made by a popular YouTube animator. I blank on the name right now. I think it's one of the Oni Plays guys.
Yes, as in Oni himself and Adam Paloian, I think that's what his name is. So, yeah, you got one half of the Smiling Friends doing this.
Yeah.
Which is fun. Yeah, all the song reminds me is that I have like a couple dozen games I need to make time for, but barely have the time or energy to load any games up, probably because every time I turn something on, that's update and download and install and take forever and bleh, it just kills my mood. But I do have now a modded 3DS and I can load up tons of stuff on there that I'll never have the time for. See the problem here?
Yeah.
I have Pokemon Conquest and Persona Q2 on this thing. I just don't have the time for them.
Guy, I'm just panicking looking at my backlog and stuff. I still haven't beaten the Metroid Prime remaster. I have Fire Emblem Warriors Three Hopes. I have Yakuza 6, but I don't have Yakuza 2 through 5.
We need to figure out a way to manipulate time to that way we can create a pause button and just do everything that way, like in the movie Click. Although that might cause some trouble with the space and continuum, considering we still age while the rest of time is frozen. But we'll workshop some ideas.
Listen, the real answer here is that we go to Egypt and buy some magic arrows from a weird old lady. It worked for Dio Brando. Don't correct me on if that actually didn't work. I still have not seen the rest of Stardust Crusaders. That's a lie, but you know what they say. Denial's not just a river in Egypt.
That's a terrible pun.
Yes, but either way, I got to make JoJo references in a music podcast, so anyway, I'm just trying to make myself cheer up, because the next song we got on the docket here, oh boy, we got another single from Avenged Sevenfold, who, can you
this
guys,
frustrates me.
Can you guys knock it off with the modern technology bullshit? Because there was all the stupid shit they're talking about, like cryptocurrency, NFTs. There was a fucking annoying-ass interview where, like, you know, M Shadows was talking about letting fans use AI-generated bullshit to make their own Avenged Sevenfold songs. And, the music video for this new single here, We Love You, is one of those really annoying VR YouTube videos.
Ugh.
And, like, they say it like this, they do it like the song is even worth it, even though, God, this whole thing is like, okay, the opening parts sound like some really bad technical death metal, before segueing into a very cliche set of radio-friendly metal riffs and vibes that sounds like the typical A7X bullshit, before it just gets into this weird passage with, like, a bunch of unusual pauses and these weird, like, audio reversal and delay effects, and it's, like, the bad spoken word vocals. And keep in mind, everything I'm saying up to my notes thus far is the first 2 minutes of a 6-minute song. Like, what the fuck is any of this? And then it starts getting into, like, aggro D-beats and shit where it sounds like a very mediocre Pantera song. Except the production on this sounds weirdly fucking thin, as there's not a lot of, you know, low ends. Like, not a lot of prominent bass or rhythm guitar, so it just sounds really just weird and hollow. And wait, it was that a fucking country music outro? What the fuck is this?
I believe there was a comment on the Metal Sucks piece that says these guys are trying to reverse engineer the Reb's creative inputs, and they're not doing a good job at it. And if they're going for a Mr. Bungle sound, as some people have said, like in the Metal Sucks piece, I think if they were asked what era they pulled from, be it late 80s Mr. Bungle, mid-90s Mr. Bungle, or modern death metal Mr. Bungle, I think Matt would just say yes, which is not a good answer. But remember, ever since the stage release, they've become a prog band now, and in all of the worst and most head-up-ass ways. You guys cannot pull this heavy and clean manic shift stuff. You cannot pull it off properly. You guys are not Opeth.
No. No, they are not.
Opeth made Blackwater Park. This is a poor man's imitation of an insult to Blackwater Park. This was a waste of 6 minutes. I'm sorry. It's just an incoherent mess of sections stapled together with no flow to it at all. Brooks Wackerman left Bad Religion for this crap.
Sometimes I wonder what any of us are even doing here. This makes me question my own mortality. I wasted 6 minutes of my life listening to this. I could have listened to anything else. Which I did, though. Because we got three more songs to talk about here. Thank fuck. Now, let's get back to some shit that at least has artistic coherency and makes some goddamn sense. So, as we heard a while back, rapper Killer Mike is set to drop his first solo album in a decade on June 16th, appropriately titled Michael. And now we have the next single from that new album titled Motherless, accompanied with a music video that, alongside a simultaneously dropped video for the previous single Don't Let the Devil, combined to form this two-part tribute to Mike's mother, Denise, who sadly passed away in 2017. And of course, as you could probably guess from that, this song is definitely Mike getting way more on his, you know, emotional, soulful vibes. The gospel backing vocals, a lot of very emotionally sincere bars and, you know, flows celebrating the life of his dead mother. And that's the key word here, celebrating, because he didn't want, as, you know, he described it in the, you know, various interview quotes and all, he didn't want the song to be like, you know, to be too sad, like just overly mourning, more so a celebration of a mother, a woman that he thought was badass as fuck. And you can sort of feel that, although as you listen more and more in the video, there's definitely like that intense tinge of sadness, especially like in the last minute or so of bars and stuff like that.
Yeah. Some dudes feel over there, like you do get to, like, they suffering her life, which is so good and all. And of course, you do feel that, you know, tinge of sadness, especially since, well, yesterday was Mother's Day. You can tell somebody who said he lost him like 5 years ago. Wait, hold up. Like, no, that's because it's 2017, right?
Oh, shit, 6 years ago. Fuck.
Yeah, so I'm guessing you know that, man. But yeah, this is a very good trick which I can definitely respect that.
And, moving on from there to the next track. So, speaking of stuff that happened 6 years ago, it has been 6 years since the last time we got a proper studio album from the band Queens of the Stone Age. Their last album was Villains, which saw the band taking their modern rock sensibilities and delving into a lot of dancier territory with it, mainly because Mark Ronson was involved in the production of that record. And in that time, a whole bunch of shit went down. We don't really have time to delve into it all that here. I'm still a little bit fuzzy on the details myself, but that hasn't stopped Mr. Josh Homme from recording a new album with the group. The band announced their newest studio album, due out also June 16th, called In Time's New Roman. And we have the lead-off single here called Emotion Sickness. There's always those witty play on words there. And it's all right. Like, it's as typical of the band sound as I could imagine. You have the steady but stomping tempo in the drums, a lot of those overdriven, very fuzzy riffs with a lot of twangy guitar melodies. Of course, incorporating a lot of that, like that weird blues scale variation thing that Homme is always doing in this band's music. look up how he describes it. It's a weird thing. But, yeah, it, of course, you get the falsetto vocals from him, and I don't know. My problem here is that if I'm trying to figure out what the big picture of the album is from just the first single, I'm not sure I can. Like, it's fine, but it sounds like it could honestly slot into, like, any era of the band's sound, though. I guess more than anything, I'm thinking about the first couple of Queens of the Stone Age records here, self-titled and rated R, so take that as you will.
Yeah, in a way, it feels like this band can never really surpass their peak 2000s period, you know, rated R, Songs from the Deaf, and so on. But they've also done a lot to not replicate that overall feel on purpose, because of folks no longer with us, like Mark Lanegan, or rest folks with other duties, like, you know, Dave Grohl. I can't help but wonder, why not go for that sound again anyway? Because listening to this, it just feels far too contemporary and restrained for its own good.
Yeah, I don't know, but maybe once we get the second single, I'll start to have a better sense of what the bigger picture on this is, but for now, it's just shrug emoji.
It's very, and it just feels restrained. But on the opposite end of that spectrum,
now we wrap up with a song whose music video I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be able to make any sort of references to directly in the thumbnail. Not unless we want Censor Kaiser barging in from Anime Abandon and wrecking shit. By the way, speaking of which, did you all see that Bennett the Sage announcement recently?
Yeah, he's working on a certain kind of game with known for the likes of the wink, wink, nudge, nudge, know what I mean? Nudge, nudge, know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm starting to think that maybe Suave roped him into this. Oh my god, Suave's becoming real. The personas are leaking out into reality. Does this mean he's literally gonna become Savage at some point and start writing a fighting game?
In time, but for now, let's get back on focus and let's talk about
yeah, so Janelle Monae. It's been about 5 years since we got her last big studio album, Dirty Computer, but of course she's kept busy with several other things in the meantime. In particular, a book of fiction based off that album, and some acting work here and there, most recently in the Knives Out sequel, Glass Onion, which I still have not watched because I'm bad at keeping up with things. But of course, a little while ago we had a new single from her, Float, and now we got another new single from her, Lipstick Lover, which accompanies the announcement of a new album, dropping June 9th, titled The Age of Pleasure, and I'm sensing a motif here. So, getting into the song itself, it has this, you know, nice, breezy, tropical vibe with, you know, some dashes of that eccentric synth in the beat, you know, kind of keeping some of the Afrofuturism stuff that's, like, always persistent in her sound. And, if you're wondering what the title refers to, yeah, Janelle Monae's horny as fuck on this.
Yeah. Very, very,
very, very lightly.
Let me say, first off, watching this video, as I made me ponder, as I frequently do, the important question: why the fuck are women so goddamn hot? I have no choice but to live life as but a humble simp. Yeah.
This was horny. That's in a video. Yes, you actually see her titties. There. Yes.
Titties.
Mm-hmm. On the album cover, too.
Yeah, that. Oh, yeah, you also ass as well.
Yeah. In the video, too, though, only when there's a shirt on, because I guess that's a technicality, and
yes.
Yeah, that video. Respectfully, that's the only word I can say. The song is a good mid-tempo club jam, too. Lots of good vibes, and a good choice with that Flareon onesie, though I prefer Espeon myself, but, you know, I will respect it.
This isn't a good single wing for the final coming up, basically Furby and Horny, especially for women. And I think we messed up because I think we keep referring to General Monáe as her when they go by they them.
I mean, I was reading about that, but apparently she decides she goes by any sort of pronouns.
It's a both ways kind of thing, really.
Okay, yeah. Okay, okay. I just don't want to mention anybody else.
We do well.
Hang on, let me find. Because I was looking it up on her Wikipedia. Like, there was an exact quote on this that is, of course, the most Janelle Monáe possible way of describing such a thing. Let me see here. In an interview with the Los Angeles Times, Monáe identified herself as non-binary and added that her pronouns are free-ass motherfucker. And they, them, she, her. Like I said, Monáe way of saying this.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's go by that. Still a good song, though.
Yes, that is the important takeaway here.
Mm-hmm. Also horny.
Very, very. BET Uncut wouldn't touch this. That's how horny it is.
You know there's a municipality in the Czech Republic called Horny Police? Just throw that out there. Yeah, that pretty much takes up all the song discussion and stuff here. The only other thing we have to touch on before the sign-off is, of course, some new album releases for the week of May 19th, 2023. Starting at the top, we have the newest album from metal band The Ocean with Holocene. Def Leppard with the Royal Philharmonic have a project out called Drastic Symphonies. From the band Yes, we have their new album Mirror to the Sky. From Kesha, we have her newest album Gag Order. And last but certainly not least, the newest album from the band Sleep Token with Take Me Back to Eden.
Speaking of horny bedroom jams.
Music to be horny to or music to shit yourself to. great moments in live concert history. But anyway, now it's time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, Aura of Azure, where I'm still keeping track of the eliminations in the sports playoffs, including my team. Basketball's no fun anymore. I'm done for the season.
Okay, fair enough. Mark, what about you?
Twitter at Matches of the Media, where I made a post about I should have probably tried to pop out some Ray Biscuit when I had the chance, but I didn't have enough money. So, yeah, that happened. Also, website Mount Hyper One, Hyperone.com, where I did an end review recently. Yes, it's on Terror Residence. You know, the other one tonight, they show in 2014.
Hey, I remember that show. Good times.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's actually a Popeyes that's within convenient distance of my house. I gotta see if they have those strawberry biscuits. Anyway, as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can email me robert@sororesolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and roasts and all that business. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Google Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video usually goes up on the official YouTube channel, so subscribe, hit the bell tab so you're notified whenever anything goes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SurrealRezzo. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website SurrealResolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all of that good stuff. And remember to jump into our Discord chat from the site, because as far as everything is concerned right now, that's going to be the easiest way to be immediately notified whenever new stuff goes up on the website. So, thank you for tuning in this week. We'll, of course, be back next week with more of the usual weekly business. And until next time, Man, I really gotta get Tears of the Kingdom. I gotta participate in those Korok crucifixions, yo.